This is the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast, episode number 63. And on this episode, we're talking about how you can create a scalable and profitable Facebook advertising campaign. So if you have been working on getting those profits up and those Facebook ads out, stay tuned because this episode is for you. Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it. What is up, Heart Hustlers? Welcome to another episode of the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. And I'm pretty stoked for this episode because we are going to be talking all about scalable Facebook ad campaigns. And, you know, scalability has become a little bit of a buzzword. So before we dive into this episode, let's talk about exactly what that means. My goal for you is that by the end of this episode, you understand the very clear high-level steps you need to take if you want to start spending more on Facebook ads, which ultimately means making more on Facebook ads. And so we're just going to walk through at a relatively high level how you can actually get these ads running. I'm also going to be doing a brand new training on Facebook ads. So if you're looking for more of the tactical or more of the step-by-step to actually running Facebook ads, I just want you to know I'm currently developing this new training that we're working on. If you go to heartsoulhustle.com/FB class, again, that's heartsoulhustle.com/FB class. We'll have some information over there so you can get yourself signed up to learn more about Facebook ads. So we're going to have a higher level talk on the podcast today. And if you want a more visual training, make sure you get yourself over to that link. But if you're brand new to me, I get it. You might not be ready to head over to a link. So let me deliver on some of the goods and then we'll go in and I'll remind you about that link again at the end of the show. So let's talk about what it takes to get really profitable Facebook ads and scalable campaigns. I think the first step with Facebook ads is something that so many people overlook and something that I like to call the golden rule of Facebook ads, which is every single ad that you run needs to have a purpose. And when I say a purpose, something that I mean that kind of gets lost in translation is a purpose in terms of building your business in a manageable, measurable way. So I talk to people who run Facebook ads for like getting likes to their page and getting engagement. And my first question is always, how is that building your business? And if the answer is, you know how it's building your business and an engagement strategy or a like page strategy is relevant to your business, that's totally okay. And I'm all about it. In fact, I personally run like page ads and engagement campaign ads from time to time in my business when they're serving my bottom line profits. So the first thing that we need to do if you want to create a scalable, profitable Facebook ad campaign is start with a goal in mind that adds to the bottom line of your business. Now, for most of you listening to this episode, this is going to be generating leads in your business, aka getting names and emails to sign up for your freebie, whether it's a workbook, a worksheet, a checklist, whatever. Most of you are going to be running ads to generate leads. This is where we're going to start with our profitable campaign. Before you ever pick up the pen or mouse, as it were, to run Facebook ads, you need to get clear about what a profitable ad actually looks like in your business. See, I talk to a lot of people who tell me about their lead cost. Like, I can get $1 leads or $2 leads. But when I ask them what that means to their business, most people don't know. So before you ever start running a campaign with Facebook ads, you need to understand, what does that return actually look like in my business? And I want to kind of walk you through this right now just so you can understand it. Let's say you sell a coaching offer, a digital course, a service. It doesn't really matter what you sell. We just need to have the price. Let's say you have an offer out there that's 500 bucks. It's 500 big ones, and you are going to use Facebook ads to sell it. Don't get too caught up in how you're going to sell it yet, because that part is going to be coming up in a moment here. First thing is, what is that price tag? So it's 500 bucks. Now, we also want to know, what is your conversion rate? How many people that sign up for your offers actually end up buying? Now, if you've never launched or sold anything before, 3% is a pretty good number. So if you have a $500 offer and you're converting at 3%, what that means is for every 100 people that come through, you're making $1,500 in sales. That means you can't spend more than $1,500 for every 100 leads you get and remain profitable. Now, if you want to triple your money, you could spend $500 on 100 leads, and that would be 3xing your money. So I always like to start with this very key metric of what can we actually spend per lead. So in this case, if we want to triple our money, we can spend $500 on 100 leads. That means you can spend $5 per lead at a 3% conversion. Make sure you start with a very clear understanding of how much you can actually spend. It sounds so silly when I say it in this kind of blunt way, but the reality is most people skip this step. And so when you start running ads, what you do is you start chasing cheap leads or low-cost leads, or how do I get the most effective leads for my money, as opposed to saying, anytime I spend less than $5, I'm at least 3xing my money. Now, I don't want to get on too much of a tangent, but I talked about this a couple episodes ago. We came top three in an affiliate contest. We spent almost more money than anyone else on Facebook ads, but I was able to spend more money than everyone confidently because I knew these numbers. And even when our lead costs were getting up to $11, $12, $13, we knew we were doubling our money in our promotions, so we kept spending. You see, the first thing to getting a scalable campaign is not necessarily just about knowing your numbers. It's having a place to operate from that doesn't require emotion. I have a friend in my mastermind, Jill and Josh Stanton of Screw the 9-to-5. I'm giving them a little shout out. Jill Stanton loves to call them ad motions. When you start running your ads, all of these emotions come up, like, oh my gosh, what if I spend too much? Or what if I don't spend enough? Or my leads are so expensive. And by starting at step one, by getting super clear on what these profit numbers look like for your business, does it remove all the fear and uncertainty of ads? No. But when emotions come up, you can say, okay, I know I feel very unsure and nervous and some type of way, but I know that I'm spending X dollars per lead, so I'm profitable or I'm not. And I always like to start there. Now, once you have a clear understanding of what you want your profit to look like, the next thing is getting very clear on what metrics would make a successful campaign. You see, there's this belief out there that cheap leads equals successful campaigns, and that's just not the case. So at this stage, I would decide, how do you want to profit on your Facebook ads? This could be an automated marketing funnel. This could be driving people directly to a live webinar. This could be driving people into a launch. But the first thing you want to get clear on is, how do you actually want to convert these people you're getting into sales? I want to say this with nothing but love. If you're building an epic email list because you've heard the money is in your list, but you don't know where that money's going to come from, you missed a key step and you need to stop spending money. When you're building your list, yes, there's money to be had in list building, but if you're just building a list to eventually maybe sell something, you're kind of operating a little blind here. I want you to get super clear on how and what you want to sell. Now, I don't necessarily mean you need to know every facet. If this is your first launch or you're looking to do a beta launch, maybe you've heard me talk about founding member launches, that's totally okay. But the key thing is you need to know, how do you want that money to come back to you? So let me walk you through the wrong way and the right way that I see people kind of do this step. So the wrong way is, I know I want to launch something and I want to make $10,000, so I'm gonna run $500 in Facebook ads and see what happens and sell to that list. That's the wrong way. The right way is, I wanna do a beta launch and I wanna make $10,000. That means at $500 a head, I need approximately 20 people in. If I'm converting at 3%, that means that in order to get my 20, I need to get about 700 leads from Facebook ads. Now, if I convert at 3%, I know that I'm gonna make about $1,500 on every 100 leads. So I'm willing to spend up to $4 to $5 a lead and I'll still be tripling my money. So the key metrics are, I wanna convert at 3%, I wanna spend less than $5 cost per lead, and I wanna generate 700 leads. Now, you might be saying, well, how do I scale this? Or what if I'm on an evergreen? That's okay. You can use this same principle with just the next 100 people, right? So let's say that this was an evergreen funnel. You would say, if I convert at 3%, that means I'll make 3 sales on my next 100 customers on a $500 product. Again, I can spend up to $5 a lead and triple my money, okay? The really key thing here is we went through step one, getting super clear on how you want to make money, and step two, what that process actually looks like. So we're not just building a list because we've been told to build a list, we're building a list of qualified leads that we plan to put in front of an offer. See, at this point, what you've already done is so much foundational work that, again, it just gets skipped because it's not fun and it's kind of a lot of math and the numbers can change. And a lot of times you might be guesstimating if this is your first launch, but do not skip these steps because they make such a massive difference to the success of your campaigns. So at this step, we now know, okay, here's what the profitability of my ads look like because I crunched the numbers. Here's how I want to make that money back on my ads and my key metrics. The next step is to test in bulk. Now, you've heard me talk about this on almost any episode where I've talked about Facebook ads, and that is, it is super important that you go in and test your Facebook ads. The way that I like to test it is I like to take one ad, one image, and one set of copy and split test it across 20 different audiences. So I'm gonna take one ad promoting whatever my freebie is, and I'm gonna run it to 20 different pages in my industry. For me, that would be like Amy Porterfield, James Wedmore, Screw the 9 to 5. I'm gonna target pages that my ideal customer is following. And I'm gonna spend maybe $5-$10 a day on each page to see which ones convert the best. Now, a couple of things that you need to understand here. The first thing that happens is in your mind, you're saying you did the math. That means I need to spend like, oh my gosh, $100 a day to run these ads. No, 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 no. You have to spend about $100 to $150 in order to test your ads. After you go through this initial period where you've taken your ad to build your list to generate your leads, and you spent $5 a day on 20 different pages, yes, you've instantly spent $100 at this point. But anywhere from 60 to 80% of the ads that you're testing, they're not gonna convert. This is part of the game. This is why if you've ever run a couple of ads and they didn't work, I always tell people, if you didn't run 10, 20, 30 ads, you don't really know if your ads are working. Not every ad and every audience converts the same way. And it's really important to understand this. At this juncture, what we're doing is saying, hey, what audiences respond most to the marketing message that I have now? Once you get that list of pages that test, you can start increasing and spending more money. Now, just a quick note on how to kind of go through this process. Like I said, $5 a day on about 20 pages is a great place to start, but sometimes nothing works. A few key things you can look at during the testing phase to know if your ads are working or not really working. Number one, check to see if they're getting delivered. So if you're running your ads and the reach is staying at zero, you've probably got an issue with you didn't pick a big enough audience, or it could just be a Facebook ad glitch. Now, I know this isn't what you want to hear if you're looking to spend money on Facebook ads, but the Facebook ads platform can be temperamental. It's constantly getting updated, and sometimes there's just errors. So if you run your ads and they're not actually getting pushed out, meaning your reach is staying at zero, or you've run the ads but Facebook isn't actually pushing them out to the world, check that you've actually put an audience in. Try setting the ads up again and seeing if they run a second time. And if all else fails, check that you have your billing information set up and then reach out to support. Now, if your ads are running, but they're not converting, the next thing to do is check on the link click CTR. Now, this is a stat inside of your Facebook. I don't want to get too wrapped up in what it means because I know it can feel a little daunting. But if your ads are delivering and not working, the first thing I have my clients check is the link CTR. This is essentially what percentage of people that see your ad are clicking on it. You want this number to be between 1 and 1.5% or higher. If it's lower than that, what it means is your ad, either the image or the copy, is not landing with that audience. So it's super important that before you assume it's a landing page or an offer or an audience issue, go in and look if people are actually clicking. If people aren't actually clicking, it means the audience targeting, the messaging, and the image are just not resonating. It's time to start playing with new stuff. Now, if people are clicking, you've got that 1 to 1.5% click-through, but your costs are still too high or you're not getting signups, the next thing to check is your landing page conversion rate. Check to make sure that you're converting between 30 and 40% or higher of people that land on your freebie and actually take you up on it. If you're using a tool like Lead Pages, Unbounce, or another landing page service, that stat is very readily available. So go in and see, like, is my landing page actually converting people? If you're below that 30%, some important things to check are, do you have a compelling headline? Does your landing page match up with your ad? Meaning, does it have the same language, the same images, the same color, the same look, feel, etc.? And then finally, is it something that people in your audience actually want? So if you're giving away something like 7 tips to a flat stomach or, you know, something that's kind of overplayed in the industry, people might just not convert. So if you get to this point where you're like, I've got great copy and great images and great ads, but nothing is working, it may come down to it being the offer. We go out of our way to make sure that our free content and our freebie content is things that our audience is kind of dying for. It's not just tips. It's not just insights. It's very tactical information that we know our audience wants. Okay. So once you go through that whole process of testing, and if you're not getting results, kind of diagnosing why things aren't working, the fourth step in this process is to start to increase the spend based on your budget and your timeline. So I just want to step back and recap real quick, because this will lead us very sequentially into step four. Number one, we got clear about where the profit's going to come back. Number two, we set those key metrics, how we wanted to actually convert people, whether it be a launch, an evergreen funnel, and then we started testing. Now in the fourth step, you can start to spend more money depending on your metrics from step two. So if I am going to host a live webinar and I need 500 leads, I need to spend more money. So essentially, I need to run more Facebook ads or spend more money on ads in a short period of time. Versus if my metric or my system was an automated funnel, maybe I only need 10 to 20 leads a day because there's really no rush to get people into that evergreen funnel to start testing my conversion mechanism. Either way, something you need to know: once you find those ads that convert, you don't want to increase your daily budget more than 50% every 24 hours. So for example, if you're running an ad at $5 a day on Monday, you really only want to increase it up to $7.50 on Tuesday if it's converting. The next time you increase it, you don't want to go much higher than $11, and then you can go up to $15, and you could get up to about $20 to $25. That's where I would stop spending your money. Now, if you know some advanced strategies or you've got very specific audiences, you can go kind of above that $15 to $20 a day per page. But if you're still kind of new to ads, I recommend staying at this level because things do start to get more complex and more expensive as you get past that. Now, I know that the light bulb in your head is going off saying, well, what if I need 1,000 leads and I'm only spending, you know, $100 a day? That's not going to generate all the leads I need for a webinar in just 7 days. You're totally right, and I totally understand. If your metric was that you want to do a live launch and you need a lot of leads, you don't spend more money on ads. What you do is you find more audiences to test. So remember, I told you I would at least start testing with 10 to 20 pages that you could run ads to. Well, if you need to spend more money and get more leads, you might start with 100 pages that you're going to test out. I know that sounds crazy, but that's what we do in my launches. When a launch of mine is over, we could have split tested anywhere from, you know, 500 to 700 different ad targeting to see what works. So start splitting things up and start finding more pages. My friend James Wedmore says, it's not about how do I eat more of the pie when you find a converting ad. It's not how do I eat all that pie. It's how do I go out and find additional pieces of pie I can tap into, right? If an audience is a pie, it's not how do I get as much of that pie. It's realizing you've got an entire bakery out there that you can take little slivers from each. So you can start to increase and spend more money. like I said, you want to be really strategic about how much you're spending and where you're spending it, and not going up more than about 50% every 24 hours and not exceeding $15 to $20 on each audience. Then the last step is quite simply, once you have your ads working, you either hand them off to someone on your team to check in on them, or you schedule time once a day to check in on them yourself. Because once your ads are out there and running, you don't really have to mess with them too much other than to make sure they're still converting. So to give you some insight, we work with an ads manager. We've had some automated ads running for about 4.5, 5 months, and we haven't touched them. We've just been letting them spend money. But in about last week and a half, we had a handful of audiences where our conversion cost and our rates went up a little bit. So we went in and we started running some new testing. And it really comes down to that. The scalable campaign, you know, there's that kind of dream of like the completely hands-off campaign. And do those exist? Totally. We've got campaigns that we've been running for months and months that we just continue to run. We turn on and off when we need them. But for the most part, you do need to check in with your Facebook ads on a regular basis. And so that's why at this step, I say either hand it off or schedule time to check in, because you can show someone on your team what to look for, right? You can say, hey, go in every day and tell us what our costs are. What is our cost per lead from yesterday? Is it up? Is it down? What's our cost per lead over the last 7 days? Is it up? Is it down? And how does that work into the profit that we detailed at the beginning? You also want to make sure at this step that you go through and check your math. Just because you're generating leads at a good cost doesn't mean they're converting to sales. So once you get ads that convert, understand that there's more to a sales campaign than just ads. Go in and check, is my funnel converting? Did my launch make money? Go crunch the hard numbers at the end, right? Because this five-step process, we started by projecting what we thought it was going to cost and what we thought it was going to profit. But by the end, you have very tangible data that you can go look at. So after we've been running, say, an automated funnel for about 2 to 3 months, we go in and look at how much money have we spent and how much money have we earned. We just did this in our business a few weeks ago, and we found out our conversion mechanism was converting lower than what we had projected it would. And so the last month or so, and even as I'm recording this, my team and I are in the process of rebuilding our automated sales sequence to convert higher to the audience we're running it to. See, there's this pipe dream that Facebook ads, you get them working, and then everything falls into place. But quite honestly, it is a process that takes time and refining. But if you come back to these five steps, you have a very measurable, tangible way to figure out, what am I doing? Am I doing it right? And how is this playing out in the way it builds my business? So I hope you got tons of value here. I want to recap these five steps for you in order so you can take notes. This is probably going to be one of those episodes where you have to listen a couple times. And I want to say I'm sorry, but I'm such a Facebook ads nerd that I'm not sorry I'm going to make you learn about Facebook ads twice. I think this episode is going to give you tons of insight into planning out your own ads. So that five-step process was, number one, determine how you're actually profiting on your ads. Make sure you know before you ever spend a dollar on ads where you intend for that dollar to come back into the business, whether through sales, leads, etc. Step two is to determine how you're converting people and get clear on your metrics. What do you want your cost to look like? What do you want your conversion to look like? And what should your earnings look like when all is said and done? Then step three is to get in there and start testing. Now, depending on your metrics, you might only be testing 10 to 20 pages, but you may need to go as high as 100 if you need a lot of leads in a limited period of time. Then once you find some pages that are converting, your next step is to increase the amount you're spending on those ads slowly. No more than a 50% increase in budget every 24 hours. Then finally, hand it off to someone and check in with your stats. So whether you have someone on your team that can manage it or you're checking out yourself, that's okay. But once you've spent some money into your ads campaign and this ad spend system, go in and check, are you actually making money? It's a really key step that you don't want to skip. Don't assume because you're getting cheap leads that you're making money. Cheap leads that don't convert are an expense. Expensive leads that convert at a profit are a business. Don't forget that. Now, if you've gotten tons of value from this, We're definitely going to have show notes for you over at heartsoulhustle.com/63. Again, it's heartsoulhustle.com/63. We'll have some recaps of this over there. And like I said, we've got a new Facebook ads class that I put together that I'm going to be putting on. If you go to heartsoulhustle.com/FB class, again, that's FB as in Facebook class, I have a link that you can sign up. We'll get you hooked up, and I'm going to walk you through the 7 steps to setting up a Facebook ad campaign. There will be some crossover from this episode, but I know that some of my listeners are visual. You guys like my webinars. I like to be fully transparent. This is going to be a live training class where I'll give you about 45 minutes of great content at no cost. And at the end, I will tell you about my paid Facebook ads program if you want to learn more about that. However, hopefully you're the kind of person who doesn't mind a good solid 45 minutes of free content followed by a sales pitch that may or may not be great for you. If it's a great fit, awesome, we'll keep working together. If not, there's no shame in my game. I'm a business, I love me some sales. You're a business, you probably love getting paid too. So again, it's heartsoulhustle.com/FB class. I'll walk you through getting your ads set up, and it's just gonna be another iteration of this training in a more visual format. So make sure you go get your spot there. And I want to leave you with this little thought. Facebook ads and scaling campaigns and spending money can be daunting. But when you start plugging into step-by-step systems, it doesn't necessarily get less daunting or less scary, but you have these anchors. You have these very clear landmarks and checkpoints where you can go say, am I doing everything right? Because when you go out and run an ad for cheap leads, you're hoping for the best. When you determine your profitability, you set your metrics, and you test, you're not throwing caution to the wind. You're doing a calculated assessment of your business and using that to generate revenue. That's what businesses do, and going forward, that's what you do. I hope you got a ton of value out of this episode. I can't wait to see you out there crushing your Facebook ads. And until next week, keep hustling, and we'll talk soon. Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.